Now, for the pen and paper, the surgeon created today's date is 08/17/2024. Dictation is for Miss Kelly Ward. Ward spells W-A-R-D. Kelly spells K-E-L-L-Y. Date of birth is 09/26/1963. This is a 60-year-old female, air for elevated glucose. Period. Patient stated, next paragraph. Patient stated that she has a long history of diabetes, which in the past she have used metformin, glipizide, and now Novalin. Also in the past, she has used Trulicity and Ozempic with very poor outcomes, period. She said, right now with Novalin, her sugar average is about 350, 450, sometimes in the 500s, period. She stated that she's not happy with the Novalin and would like to change to something else that may help reduce her glucose, period. In the past, she stated she stopped Ozempic because it was causing her to be constipated, and Trulicity was causing her to have peripheral edema, period. She stated that with Trulicity, her job entails sitting for a prolonged period of time, and when she gets up, she can hardly get her foot in her shoes, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication, allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's a correction review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. PNS paragraph, physical exam. The morbidly obese young lady, O2 sat is 95%. Room air, blood pressure 158 of 85. Pulse 78, respiration 18, temperature 97.6. PNS paragraph, HENT, normalness paragraph, neck full range of motion and rigidity. No meningeal signs. PNS paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. PNS paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Correction. She has 2+ spitting peripheral edema. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended, secondary to morbid obesity. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is poorly controlled diabetes. The assessment number 2 is obesity, morbid obesity. Next paragraph. Patient had a lengthy discussion about diet, exercises, and she requested the subject of gastric bypass came out and she expressed interest. So I did a consult to a specialist to discuss this intervention and to see if she's a good candidate for this procedure, period. I will change her medication today to the following one, glimepiride, 2 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. I will give her only 30-day supplies so that in case she does not like it, she does not have to pay for 90-day supply period. Next medication, insulin Lispro. Quick pen, she will take 40 units daily for 30 days. Patient will monitor her sugar with these two changes and come back within 30 days if she does not have the desired level of decrease, period. She was advised, however, to go to the emergency room. She has chest pain, becomes nausea, becomes dizzy. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.